From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin in Pakistan, where police say the custodian of a shrine in eastern Punjab province is responsible for torturing and killing at least 20 people overnight. Authorities say Abdul Wahid and several accomplices drugged people at the shrine, then attacked them with clubs and knives. A few people managed to escape the killing spree and alert authorities. Police have detained the suspects. Authorities in Colombia are still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwaters swept through the southwestern town of Moca, destroying homes, causing mudslides, and killing nearly 200 people. The Red Cross says another 400 were injured. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town near the border with Ecuador on Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. Santos said, "We will do everything possible to help families, not only to help families who lost their loved ones, but all of them who lost their homes." The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that has left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Iraqi state television says the chief lieutenant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, has been killed in an airstrike in al-Anbar province near the Syrian border. The report Saturday said Ayid al-Jumaili and several other regional Islamic State commanders were killed in a strike by the Iraqi Air Force in far western Iraq. The report did not say when the attack occurred and offered no other details. And a prominent Russian newspaper is reporting that hundreds of men in the Russian Republic of Chechnya have been rounded up and detained recently on suspicion of being homosexual, and at least three have died. This is VOA News. The United States and Egypt are expected to reach an accord, enhance collaboration in the fight against radical Islamist terrorism Monday, when President Donald Trump hosts Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House. The White House issued an advance statement of the visit, praising the Egyptian leader's tough policy in battling terrorists. The Oval Office meeting is being keenly watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. A U.S. federal judge in the state of Kentucky has ruled that a lawsuit against Donald Trump for inciting violence against protesters at a presidential campaign rally last year can move forward. Three plaintiffs say they were battered by Trump supporters at a rally last March in Louisville, as Trump repeatedly said, "Get 'em out." Trump's lawyers argued a free speech defense against the lawsuit and said Trump did not intend for his supporters to use force. New reports find a large increase in women dying from drug overdoses globally, while fewer women than men receive treatment. The report also finds women are more severely punished than men for their drug use. Lisa Schlein has more on the story.
The report finds governments do not pay enough attention to the huge and growing problem of drug abuse among women. The International Narcotics Control Board, which monitors implementation of UN international drug control treaties, says women get short shrift when it comes to the enactment of gender-sensitive policies. INCB President Werner Sipp tells VOA one-third of global drug users are women, but only one-fifth receive treatment. He says there tends to be a gender bias against women, as they often are punished more harshly for drug-related offenses than men. The report calls for alternative measures to punishment and conviction for minor drug crimes among women. It recommends more investment in treatment and rehabilitation programs, education, and social integration. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A quick recap of our top story. In Pakistan, police say the custodian of a shrine in eastern Punjab province is responsible for torturing and killing at least 20 people overnight. The suspects have been detained there. And in Colombia, authorities still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwaters swept through a town in the southwestern part of the country. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.